calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. My name is Matt. You can hear lots of fantastic, brand new Australian and Canadian independent music over the next hour, as you can every week. And if you can't listen for the full hour, fear not. You can access the blog and all of our archives and podcasts at ausstrandedradio.com. We also have a way to find us on Twitter at ausstranded and facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. This week we've got lots of great new music featuring, well, Paul Kelly. He's recently played a huge show at the Sydney Opera House. He is one of the all-time great Australian songwriters, if not the greatest. We're going to play for you a track from his latest record. Also, you're going to hear from Dan Sultan and great brand new Canadian music from Tara Lightfoot and also Gord Downie from his very last record before he passed away. Lots of great stuff ahead. We're going to kick it off with some AC/DC. As you know, Malcolm Young is no longer with us. Sadly, he passed away on the 18th of November. Malcolm Young, brother of Angus Young, and the real mastermind behind the legendary powerhouse rock and roll outfit, AC/DC. Malcolm was a genius in his own right. He didn't capture as much attention as his sprightly brother Angus, but he wrote a lot of the main riffs and held it all together in the background, and he was very shrewd in terms of keeping the business enterprise going and the kind of family business aspect of AC/DC, which was shrouded in a lot of mystery, I guess. But he, whatever he did, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he is an enormous inspiration to rock guitarists around the world. He died sadly following dementia. He was diagnosed, I guess, around 10 years ago, and he was still touring at the time, and apparently he was kind of relearning some of his songs backstage, some of the songs that he'd learnt 30 years ago and had played for that many years, and he was kind of having to relearn them backstage before shows, so he kind of knew what was happening, sadly. So he's been away from the band for a number of years now, and sadly passed away just a few days ago. So let's play for you three tracks from a couple of classic albums from AC/DC. Well, there's so many classic records. Malcolm Young, rest in peace. Is AC/DC from the record Let There Be Rock from the Bon Scott era, Bad Boy Boogie. Deal.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thanks for tuning into the show, AC/DC. We heard from the Let There Be Rock album, 1977, the classic Bad Boy Boogie. Then we heard Rock and Roll Damnation from the Power Edge record from 78. And then the 79 record, Highway to Hell. What a great three-album run. We heard Girls Got Rhythm from that record. And we're featuring AC/DC because, of course, Malcolm Young has passed away very sadly just a couple of days ago. Sad because his later years, he was suffering from dementia, which sidelined his touring a few years back. But on the other hand, not so sad because he left an incredible legacy and he had an incredible life, really, in complete control of his destiny, creating one of the world's all-time great rock and roll outfits. Whether they're going to continue, who knows? Really, Angus Young is the only remaining original member right now. The bass player recently quit after a couple of decades of service. And even Brian Johnson on vocals is no longer there. And Axl Rose filled in on the last tour, which was very surprising to a lot of people. So let's see what will happen. This may be the end of AC/DC, but what an incredible band and an incredible guitarist in Malcolm Young. All right, new Australian music and then into the new Canadian music here on the show. This band is called, we're going to keep going with the rock and roll for the first track in this set. This band we're going to feature for you is called Bad Dreams. Actually, technically they're bad/dreams, D-R-E-E-M-S. And they have a record out called Gutful. They're from Adelaide and apparently they've been really well regarded very early on in their career. They've even supported Cold Chisel on a Reformation tour and Midnight Oil as well. So that's a pretty impressive pedigree to be associated with. So we're going to play for you the Bad Dreams track By My Side. And then we're going to hear from the legend himself, Paul Kelly, Firewood and Candles from his latest record. It's one of the singles and he has just played a huge show at the Sydney Opera House. Probably a very impressive career retrospective, I imagine. He has many, many songs to draw on for a set list these days. And then another fine contemporary Australian songwriter is Dan Sultan. And we're going to play for you one of his latest singles called Magnetic from an album called Killer. Dan Sultan, one of the preeminent Indigenous singer-songwriters currently operating in Australia. So first up, here is an Adelaide rock band called Bad Dreams.
We'll be right back. Thank you. get better at believing that I'm gonna help myself, and I keep.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thanks for tuning into the show, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We heard there at the top of the set, Adelaide band Bad Dreams, and then Paul Kelly with a single from his latest record, Life is Fine. The track was called By My Side. Firewood and Candles. The Bad Dreams track was By My Side. Then Paul Kelly, Firewood and Candles. And then Dan Sultan with his latest single, Magnetic. Time for some Canadian music now. From this point on, for the rest of the show, brand new Canadian music, starting out with Tara Lightfoot. She is based in Hamilton, Ontario, and she is a very strong, powerful folk and roots rock artist. We're going to hear from her latest release, a track called Paradise. And then we're going to hear from Steph Cameron. She has an album out called Daybreak Over Jackson Street, and we are going to play for you the title track from that. The third track in the set is going to be from Gord Downie, another iconic artist who have passed away very recently, and he left us with one last record. We're going to play for you the track Bedtime from that release. Okay, we're on Stranded. Introducing Tara Lightfoot.
We close to within an inch, that's when you'd come awake, as if you'd been watching me the whole time, as if you waited to see if I truly intend just to let you be, just to leave, just to leave you alone, just to leave you alone. How you would cry, and I come back, yeah, I come back, and lift you up, sit back down with you, try to start all over again, start slowly rocking again, start all over again, huh. We'd start all over again. I'd come back, you up, start all over again.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And we're back on Stranded. If you're a new listener, please do check us out online. AustrandedRadio.com is our blog, with archive podcasts, over 300 shows available now. And you can find us on Twitter at AusStranded and facebook.com/AusStrandedRadio. So find new Canadian music there. We heard a track from Gord Downie. That was the last track there from his very last release, a solo record called Introduce Yourself. Gord has sadly passed away, as has Malcolm Young, and we featured Malcolm Young's music with AC/DC at the top of the show. We also heard from an Ontario-based artist named Tara Lightfoot with a track called Paradise. And then Steph Cameron. She is based in Saskatoon, but she spent a lot of time living and working in Vancouver in the downtown east side. And her record called Daybreak Over Jackson Street is quite powerful. In fact, the title track, which we just played there, is her reflections on the bleakness of the downtown east side and remembering of people there and living and working in that neighborhood. And I do relate to that, having worked there myself for quite a long time. It's a fantastic track there from the album Daybreak Over Jackson Street. The artist is Steph Cameron. She has one other record out. Her debut was called Sad-Eyed Lonesome Lady. So she's now Saskatoon-based. All right. Not too much time left on the show, so let's get into new Canadian music. This band called 100 Mile House is actually a small town in BC called 100 Mile House. I don't know if the folks in this band have ever been there or from there or specifically named the track. The band after that town, I don't know, but I think they're based in the UK. They're a duo. They're a partner. They're both life partners, as well as performing together. And they were mainly based in Alberta, but now I believe they're in the UK. But I thought I'd play you one of their tracks from the latest release because of this connection to Alberta and the interesting name of their band, 100 Mile House. So here's a track called Hiraeth, H-I-R-A-E-T-H, from the album of the same name. And then an Indigenous artist from Edmonton named Jay Gilday. We're going to hear from him, a track called Guess I'll See You from his latest release. And then a two-piece electronic outfit from Montreal called Bess Fern with a cover from cover by a four-tet track called Morningside. So first up, here is 100 Mile House.
Long may our hope find a way to escape. The box in the hall where we hid it that day. Long may I see all she tries to hide. Long may she be right by my side. Where we sleep at night, hold us in its arms when we lose sight. Long may we speak only honest words. Long may we be the odds against us. Long may we go to the streets of this town, our concrete home, where we can be found. Long may we love with a fire in our hearts, unafraid. Long live the night by the fire in the woods, our hearts opened wide for all to take a look.
Saw your name in lights till I read in the paper. Chris Terrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And that's it from us here at Stranded. Another show over. We heard there three tracks from Canadian artists from various parts of the country. First up, we heard 100 Mile House with Hira Eth. Actually, they're not even based in Canada anymore, I believe. They're a UK duo, but they have roots in Alberta. And then Jay Gilday, a really impressive Indigenous artist from Edmonton, Alberta. And Guess I'll See You is a track we played from his record Faster Than Light. And you can find his release on Bandcamp, jgilday.bandcamp.com. And then a Montreal two-piece called Best Fern. They have a covers EP out. It's their latest release. And they recorded a cover of the Fortet song Morningside. And that's what you just heard. We'll be back next week Here is a track from Screamfeeder, that great Brisbane band, going right back to 1995. It's a single called Who's Counting? Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
CM,